Priyando 101. Do you say your daily prayer? When we ate our lunch or dinner when I was a small kid, we were taught by our parents to say, "Dear God, thanks for the food. Odegud, tack för maten." But then we heard about science and all that, and people stopped doing that. I mean, not just we kids. God didn't matter anymore in the lives of people, including us, myself, and my parents too, although my mom said she always kept her faith in God within. Dad didn't seem to care. And then when I stepped into the new Radhakund temple and ashram in, you know, there's south of Stockholm, I lived in that commune there for years. Well, first then we learned to say a prayer which was basically the same but a little longer, also a little bit about how the tongue is the most powerful of the senses and senses are really difficult to conquer. And Krishna, you have sent us this prasadam to help us conquer the senses. It's a very nice prayer, I think, but also there thanking Krishna for sending, and of course thanking God for giving us food, and goddess. So my thought when I remember this now, because then things can go in two directions there. One is that, yes, we have to uphold our traditions, we have to chant this a specific prayer or mantra, whatever, at this specific occasion, then we are good. Otherwise, we are bad and we are not good. I mean, this is in all religions, I guess. You know, we're not good Christians or Muslims or Jews or Hindus or whatever. But then the other direction it can go is that, yes, what we are trying to say here with this dinner prayer or whatever, it's just thanking God. Just like you thank someone who invited you for dinner and gave you food to eat. So the food comes from, well, where I see it, from Radha Krishna, from Lakshmi Narayan, from Mother Parvati and Father Shiva, Goddess and God, mainly, you know, actually Goddess because she's nature, Mother Nature. So I think it's beautiful. And showing that just natural gratitude and really being personal. And this is the whole thing with this, with bhakti. Get personal with God. Not just making God into some philosophy or an object of worship or something like that, or someone up there, or a principle, or an energy, but as someone that is alive, as much as alive, I mean, to say the least, as you and me, and also as personal as you and me are, because me being alive right now, well, what does it mean? I'm a conscious person here, and I'm looking at the world around me from my perspective, and I've got my own completely personal, private, individual perspective, and then also there's a friend of mine, and he has another perspective, and we can have personal relationships all between us, and learn to know each other, and share our perspectives, learn from that, and do nice things together, when we like to do that. So, and that's personalism. So bhakti means that. Such a personal relationship to also to God and to each other, not as bodies, these machines walking around here, but as the people within, looking out through those eyes, hearing through those ears, and so on, and to gradually learn to know that mystical being there within, that is each and every one of us, that's the purpose of life, and have it nice together as a big family, which we really are, but I mean distant relatives, of course, in some cases, but maybe also close spiritually, so yeah.